When you push through the examples in this gospel and then forget about the details, that washing and all of that stuff, you can start to get to the real point of this episode in Mark's gospel. Remember that Mark's gospel, I really think, is kind of a handbook or a guidebook. It's a formation program for true disciples of Jesus. So when you do that, this gospel becomes a lesson on integrity. And it ought to be obvious to everyone that we're living through a time of serious moral decay. And the evidence of a loss of integrity, which is just what Jesus is addressing in these verses, is right at the roots of that. Remember that the Word of God is always the truth. This is not the opinion of Jesus. It's not a suggestion of Jesus. It's the truth. The truth from God. This integrity that Jesus is demanding of his disciples is a kind of quality of being undivided. It's oneness. It's a focus. It's being true to one's standards. It is, I guess, a kind of honesty. It's sincerity. It's incorruptible. And it's exactly the opposite of hypocrisy. Let me give you an example from my own life. Some years ago, a family in the parish where I was serving was having some trouble with their older teenage son. He was beginning to mess around with drugs, and he was certainly running around with a group of troublemakers. So Mom and Dad invited me over to the house to talk with them. In the conversation, the father expressed what he was most worried about, and he said to me, "He's becoming a liar, and I can't stand it." Within a minute, and I almost smile when I think about it, how God works sometimes. Within a minute, the phone rang, and the wife got up and went to answer the phone, and she came back holding the phone, and she told her husband who was calling, and he looked at her and said, "Tell them I'm not at home." Now, who made that boy a liar? Drugs or his father? How is that boy going to learn integrity? In recalling this, I also remembered another father. He was the father of one of my closest friends. Reminiscing after his father's death, my friend told me of an experience from years earlier about a summer when his sister was looking for a summer job. She had two job offers. One she wanted very, very much, and the other was there just kind of to fall back on if she didn't get the one she wanted. As you can guess, the second one came up first, and she hesitated when it was offered. She wanted to hold out for the other, but she wasn't sure if it would come through, so she took the second, less appealing job. And in no time at all, she got a call, and the first job was offered to her. You can imagine her turmoil. So she went to talk with her father, and she said, "Dad, I've got a problem." And she told him about her dilemma. And he looked her straight in the eyes, and he said, "Did you take the first job offer?" She said, "Yes." "Did you promise to work there for this summer?" She said, "Yes." And he said, "Why are we having this conversation?" Integrity. The kind of integrity that Jesus models for his disciples is validated by words and deeds. The pure of heart are always pure in action. And integrity is taking those daily actions and making them line up with one's heart's value. Integrity demands that we stand up for what is right, even if no one else is. Three things, I think, show up in the integrity of Jesus Christ. Be the same person in front of the crowd that you are behind the scenes. The real test of one's integrity, I always think, is a kind of a crisis, being under stress. This is always when we reveal who we really are. The second thing is to be careful not to conform. Did you ever notice that Jesus was the first and the biggest nonconformist of all? Integrity is doing the right thing, regardless of what others think you ought to do. In the letter to the Romans, St. Paul puts it rather bluntly. Do not conform to the patterns of this world. And third and last, recognize now that having integrity is hard work. It's a challenge day in and day out. It never allows us to take the easy way when the hard way is the right way. And so integrity only comes from stubborn endurance, and it's slow going. You cannot get to the top without integrity. We all know that some do, but they don't stay there long without it. With a great deal of sadness and frustration, Jesus must have stood there and said, "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." It's a kind of lament standing there before those hypocrites who are always picking away at him, watching and waiting for him to do something that will give them evidence and reason not to believe him. They say things they don't mean. They do things because others are watching them. They want to look good and look holy. But looking good is not the same as being good. They do things because others are watching. Integrity is what reveals and what holds together morality, which describes the principles of our integrity. For us, the principles come from Jesus Christ and from our relationship to him. The restoration of morality in our society and in our times is going to come about from believing disciples of Jesus Christ who've integrated their lives into his, so much so that there's no longer any difference between what God wants and what we do.